I think probably the biggest thing that eases my mind is that Jim's so open, transparent, and willing to answer any questions if we have one. Just puts your mind at ease that he's a businessman, but he does care about all of us. And that makes you sit there and think to yourself, well, if he cares about us, then we care about him. It just plateaus all the way through your business. You care about your customers, the outcomes that you're producing, and yeah.
So today on the Jim's podcast, we're joined by Craig and Fiona, and you're in our Jim's car detailing division. And I remember meeting you guys after Ask Jim, when you came to Ask Jim during the year. And you had a lot of questions, and you know, obviously there's a bit of nervousness still about starting the franchise. And it's great to hear from you when you emailed Jim about how well you've been doing. So it's really great to hear about what you've done. So maybe do you want to talk a bit about your journey so far and how you've been going?
Yeah, thanks, Joel. Look, it certainly was. We were really nervous and sort of nervous but excited at the same time about the venture ahead. So our first day in business together was on the Wednesday after Melbourne Cup when Optus collapsed. So we got up, got our uniforms on, had our van all ready to go. You know, we were sort of waiting for it to all sort of click into play along with 10 million others. We were sort of, we were like horses at Melbourne Cup day, and we're waiting for the gates to open, and nothing was going to happen for a while. So, but look, you know, you've got to stay positive and you've got to find a workaround.
So what was the workaround for you guys then? Because I know you went out and did a lot of the local area marketing stuff. You went out and parked your vehicle around places. You're dropping in cupcakes to the aged care residents and all this sort of stuff, which is fantastic. So what did you do in the early days?
Yeah, so we drew strength from some of the stories shared with us when we were doing the 3 days business introduction. And I'm not too sure who it was, but I'll always remember somebody telling telling us a story about he used to go past this really, really nice hedge out the front of the home. And even though he hadn't actually trimmed or cut the hedge, and there was a couple of times he parked his van or his car and trailer there. And I think people thought that he was the mastermind and the architect behind that hedge. So we sort of adopted that early on, was that, okay, so along with 10 million others, there's not a lot we could do. You know, the call center was down. There was, you know, like I mentioned earlier there, Joel, 10 million others. So we jumped in the van. We went out. We went and got a coffee. We just showed our presence in the community. That was really the first 3 or 4 hours. So it was a workaround. It was, you know, we certainly weren't going to sit in the lounge room or here in the office sitting idle waiting for things to happen. We were going to make stuff happen for us as best as we possibly could do.
That's great to hear that getting out there, not just sitting around with that. And so what happened when you were out there? What were the things? You're just driving around, parking the vehicle somewhere? Were you handing out cards? What were the things you were doing?
We started handing out cards to people that took an interest in the Jim's detailing and had a chat to them about. I think the biggest thing was that we're mobile and we come to you. So that down here, that really, really resonated with the customers.
Yeah, because I think in the regional area, everyone's used to like having like that wash, you know, the car wash place where you all go and it's always jam-packed on the weekend with that, and that's it. But it's not, they're not maybe as familiar with mobile car detailing as they might be in the metro areas. So you're saying once the community found out, you can come to them and go, oh, geez, a lot better than having to go down there and do it myself and wait, and you guys will do a far better job as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was, you know, a couple of the early jobs was that people were really surprised that, you know, they've now in their local, you know, regional area, they've got somebody that will come to their home. So for a mum who's organised and, you know, one might have a couple of kids and one has to be taken off to school and you've got the other little one at home and you know, like sort of say she has to take the young bloke off to school and drop him off, and then she has to get the car down to the detailing centre. Then she has to organise for somebody to pick her up with the little bloke, and then have they got a car seat and how does she get back home? So that convenience factor of us, you know, turning up at their home and, you know, their day is absolutely stress-free, that they just provide us with a little bit of power and water. And we, you know, we're in conversation with them, we have a chat and we introduce ourselves and we take an interest in, you know, what their life is all about as well. So we don't just crack into the job, you know, 5 minutes after arriving on site. We really engage with the customer and, you know, share some experiences and stories and some journeys and share with them that, you know, we've got 4 adult children and 5 grandsons and, you know, we've read the parenting book, you know, especially where it's as a little one sort of kicking off. But we've just, yeah, we've really been active out there introducing, you know, Jim's car detailing to the broader community.
You've done a great job. And because I remember you guys are pretty nervous in training. Obviously, it is a nervous thing, you know, to come from doing something that to going to what you were doing. How's it been looking back? Was the nerves justified, or was it just where they were justified, or how's it been to where you are now?
I think I might have said to Jim towards the end of the 3 days of business training, I'm so appreciative, and it's really spun the theory that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I was certainly nervous going in, but I think both of us were really, really nervous going in. Those 3 days just, you know, everybody was there with the same course, you know, with the same purpose of wanting to establish something for themselves, you know, their own business that they, you know, one of the philosophies is, you know, if you're prepared to work hard, put a hard day's work in, you'll get self-reward. So we've looked at that and have got reward up till today. We've really engaged with our customers. So we've, you know, we've made sure the quality's always been the thing that's at the forefront of our mind. And look, there's still nerves today. You know, when you're doing some marketing, you're a little bit fearful of somebody saying, oh, mate, or, you know, we're not interested. We've got somebody else, or we wash our own car, all of that sort of thing. So there's still some nerves, but I think that Joel provides us with positive energy to keep looking at that opportunity to continue to, you know, put the brand out there, build our business, and engage with the community. So were the nerves justifiable? I think, I don't know whether there's a right answer or a wrong answer to that. I think there was a lot of other people that were starting at the same time, and we mixed with some people, a young girl from Adelaide and another car detailer from Sydney, and then some others that were doing dog grooming, Assie and Johnny from Avery in Perth. And, you know, there was a lot of questions, and the thing about it was that the speakers, you know, along with Jim and everybody else, really went about in a methodical manner of putting your mind at ease, that if you're prepared to work hard, believe in what you're doing, believe in Jim's philosophy, and it's all about customer first, you're willing to work hard, that there's good reward.
Thanks for that information. I'm glad to hear it as well. And Fiona, are you doing the posting on the social media for the account, or is it Craig?
Myself.
You're doing a great job. So, because this would have been completely new to you, I presume.
Yeah.
And I've seen you posting videos on TikTok, and you're doing Facebook and Instagram and stuff. So well done on that, Fiona. That's great to see. And I just want to get that point across that you can learn new things, and you're doing it really, really well. So we need more franchisees to do it like yourself, because it's great that you've tried. You know, it might have been new to you, and you're like, what's this whole thing about? And you're posting content. I've seen you guys doing a great job, and you've got a good, really good start there. So well done on that.
Thanks, Joe.
We had to turn our leads off after day 3.
Yes, let's talk about that. Yep.
Because we were getting smashed, and I didn't like the idea of letting people wait up to 2 hours, but we couldn't balance everything out, the quality and the work and the calls at the same time. So we were booked for 2 weeks. So we decided in consultation with Izzy that we'd turn them off. And then we'd go, once we got through those bookings, we'd go back and look at all the other service leads and pick them all up.
Yep.
In the area, and just keep going like that. But now we're finding we're getting bookings from people that have found us on Facebook, our coffee morning, the meet and greet at the retirement village.
Yeah.
And just general people are out and about that say, hey, can you do my car?
And how many jobs have you guys been doing a week?
We usually average the 2 big ones a day. So we've got...
It's somewhere between 12 to 15 jobs a week.
And how have you found the job physically as well?
I think the first full cut and polish. Yeah, it was a big car. It was a Range Rover, right? So, and it was an upsell as well. So we got there to do really just the interior, you know, with an external wash. And the lady said to us, oh, the dog gets really excited when we come home and jumps up the side of the car. Do you think you could do something with these scratches? And it was a black late model Range Rover. So yeah, I'll always remember getting in the van to come home, thinking, gee, am I going to be able to sort of? Have I got enough in the tank to get us home? You know, because I was absolutely bugging. But you're starting to get on with season now, Joel. So
that was my first upsale.
And just going back onto the workarounds, you know, like we've all experienced, especially, you know, I often think about the mowing guys when it starts raining, you know, like, you know, what do they do? You know, do you ring the customer and, you know, what's the process? So we've always turned up at the customer's home. So there was one down in Traralgon where, you know, we left home, the wipers were on, and I said to Fiona as we were sort of getting close, gee, I hope the lady's got, you know, a carport or a garage where we can work. Otherwise, we'll have to, you know, push the job out to another day where we've got better weather. So when we got to the lady's home, we said, have you got a garage or a carport that we can work in? And she said, no, I haven't. And I said, oh, I said, I don't think we'll be able to do the job out the front because, you know, the weather's just sort of going to turn and it'll be impossible to do it. And she said, what about if we go around the corner to my daughter's place? And I said, oh, has she got a carport? She goes, oh, she's got a double garage. And I said, oh, beautiful. So we followed the lady around to her daughter's place and absolutely, you know, double garage. So we shuffled a couple of cars around and got the lady's car into the daughter's garage, and away we went. The daughter came out to see how we were going with the detail on her mum's car and said, can I book you guys for next week? And so, you know, the process there was that we always turn up to the customer's home, irrespective of the weather, instead of just ringing ahead and saying we'll need to cancel it because, you know, we're always looking at that workaround, which in that instance, Joel, it went from one job to two over 2 weeks. So
yeah,
and it shows to the customer that you know, we're really keen to treat their customer with priority. So
good story and some really good advice for other franchisees. Now I was going to say as well, just put up your customer service rating here. You've got a great service rating already. I don't know if you've looked at it, but you've got 41 ratings already at the average of 5 stars. So pretty much, you know, every job you're getting a 5-star rating and getting the customer to actually leave you a review. So that means they're really happy with it because even though you might do a great job, sometimes customers don't leave reviews, but if they're actually going out of their way to leave you a review, that means they're really, really happy with your work. So well done on that. Is there any secret to you getting 5-star reviews? Are you asking customers or are you just doing a great job or how are you getting so many reviews? Because you're going to have 100 5-star reviews the way you're going within another month and a half.
Yeah, I think it's certainly a two-stage process. So once we've got the car ready for inspection, Fiona and I will go around the car together. So, you know, like we'll look at any area that we might have missed or we need to sort of, you know, spend some more detail on. And then we bring the customer out to have a look over the car with us. So we really bring the customer on the journey of what they gave us to start with and then what we're presenting to them towards the end of the detail. And then from there, you know, once we get their buy-in and we start talking to them about what we've done, you know, like the pressure clean of your door jams, we X, Y, Z, Fiona will then talk to them about a survey. So that opportunity to do a survey and a rating because, you know, we love their feedback and, you know, it really is a benefit to not just us, but to the, you know, to the gym's group and the gym's family. So
I think that's great. And that goes the way you're showing them at the end of the service, I think is really key because they say, a lot of researchers say with a service business or with any like Uber or any service in general, most people remember the peak of the service or whatever the peak is they think and then the end of the service. So what they don't care about anything else. It's generally that peak, what was the peak of the service or whatever and the end of it. So that showing them what you've done and actually walking through and showing them the value for money and the great job you've done, I think is really, really important. I think more franchisees should do that because I don't think a lot of franchisees send photos at the end of the job or do that with the customer. They just leave the bill and go. Whereas you're taking the customer through the job, you're showing him exactly what they've done and they feel as though I'll get tremendous value from this. I'm going to give you the survey, which is a reflection in how many results you've got, which is fantastic.
We also leave a little bag of lollies sitting on the...
Then that's the secret there.
Yeah, there it is.
There you go.
Little smiley faces they are.
You know, it's such an important thing to do because people remember that end of the job experience. So that's, you know, that little thing is just so good. So what type of lollies are you leaving? Just, as you said, a lolly bag or is it a chocolate bar or what is it?
They're just little packets of lollies that are, I think they're fruit flavoured and they've all got smiley faces on.
There you go. That's a good secret for franchisees to do. The end of the job is...
runs with little hearts.
Little hearts.
Yeah.
Now, how does the business work together? Are you both out in the field doing the jobs, or how are you running the business together?
Yeah, we're out in the field together, and obviously, you know, there's sort of, you know, we're pretty flexible. If there's stuff that we need to be across and customers that we need to follow up, and like Fiona was sort of not 100% on Monday but stayed at home, you know, attended to a little bit of paperwork, you know, as she was sort of just getting through the day and some admin. And I went out into the field and I did the morning tea around at the range, which is retirement and alternative living. So around there, Joel, once finished, there'll be 95 homes where a lot of the residents there have got their own means of transport. And then from there, so I did that. You've probably seen the cupcakes and that our daughter...
Yes, we posted that online, yep.
Yeah, with the gyms. So, yeah, that was absolutely a huge success. So we took bookings straight out of that day. I was 15 minutes or so late to the customer at Trafalgar, but it was, you know, rang ahead and the customer was okay. She was out actually doing some lawns. So, yeah, but most of the time we're out together.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, as a fan, I love seeing those cupcakes. It was a good little thing, and they've got a few franchisees posting their cupcakes as well, which they do, which is really, really important.
Yeah.
Now with the business itself, what's been the best bit of business advice that you could give other people maybe looking at what you're doing? Because you change careers, obviously, later in life, and it can be very, very scary. So what's the sort of best bit of business advice you might want to give someone else who might be looking to do the same in 2024?
For anybody that's thinking about doing what we did, embrace the nerves, embrace everything and what your feelings are. Don't be afraid of those. Know that you're coming into a business opportunity where the support is absolutely, yeah, you know, beyond belief. But stay focused. If this is what you really want to do, you know, you've thought about it for a long time and you've sort of been a little bit apprehensive, stay focused, stay committed, stay away from seek. Don't go looking at what option 2, 3, or 4 might be. That if you decide that this is what you want to do, you want to join the gyms group, then stay committed, stay focused, and give it everything that you've got, because there's wonderful opportunity. You know, like I've been in the workforce, started off as a young apprentice panel beater down in Tassie in 1978, Joel, when the calculator was the big thing. It's never too late to change and pivot and do something. I've got to say, 5 or 6 weeks in, yeah, I'm so energized. And even our kids have said to us that Dad looks like he's lost some weight, he's tanned up. Well, that's because I'm working outside now, so a little bit of the sun. But yeah, if this is what you've, you know, give it some thought. Talk to other people that you know have ventured into the gyms group. But stay focused. Don't, you know, you can have people be negative, whether that sways you or not, but just, yeah, be yourself, stay confident, know that you've got tremendous support around you. You know, your franchisors are, you know, really, really good people. We've had Izzy and Helen. Helen's been amazing. So, yeah, just stay focused, stay committed.
And what about from your perspective, Fiona? How's it all been?
It's actually been really good. Prior to starting the business, both Craig and I had really high blood pressure. I went to the doctors last week for the first time in 30 years and my blood pressure was normal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
So the doctor said it must be what you're doing now and enjoying life, and it's been really good. And it's more so the customers you meet.
Yeah, the people.
And the connections you build with them and the stories you hear. It's just amazing.
I was going to say, you see like very social people, so being able to meet different people all the time would be right up your alley and have a good chat and build some relationships that way as well.
I think we start half hour late every morning because we're too busy engaging with the customer and learning about what they like and what they don't like and swapping stories.
Yeah, Joel, yesterday we went and we met a lady who was a CEO with a former business, and she shared her story with us and really opened up that she'd been run ragged and she got to a point in her life where she said, I'm just not doing this anymore. Sold her home, her and her husband and children, they sold the home locally here. They'd gone into their mum's home, which was a former rental property, and she's just starting to find herself again, and she's going to do a little bit of cooking from home. a little bit of reading and try and get some sort of normality back into her life after being in the corporate sector for a long period of time. And she said that she really did feel as if she was broken through it all. So we do. We do start a little bit late because we engage with our people and our customers, and you know, we ask them to come with us on the journey, and that is that. And we thank them for their business. Before we go, we always, you know, we shake hands, thank them for their business. We haven't forgot Jim's philosophy of the one business card for the customer and three for their friends that might need our service. So.
Yes, that's good. He'll be happy to hear that. He's right in the office at the moment, so I have to tell him that.
We're nearly out of business cards.
That's great. And how's the income levels? You don't have to say much you're making, but are you happy with the level of income you've been making?
Yeah, it's certainly not anywhere near what we were
in the corporate world.
Yeah, in the corporate world. But taking into consideration the appreciation of the, you know, the people that we are working with and working for.
Yeah.
And we're building this. Yeah, we understood that this will take some time, but salary wise at the moment, we haven't had to lean on our pay for work.
Yeah, we're earning above a week what the pay for work guarantee was.
That's good.
At this regional area. So we're pretty happy with that.
Yeah. And you've got that flexibility of if you need to do something for yourself during the course of the day, or you want to you only want to do one job on Tuesday of this week because you've had something that you need to do for yourself, that's there as well. So when you balance that all out and you say that flexibility, am I working from 6:30 in the morning till 5:30 in the afternoon, 5 days a week, having a 10-minute lunch break and getting hammered day in, day out versus what we're experiencing now and what we know we can build out, I wouldn't change a thing, Joel.
That's great to hear. And I was going to say, as well, with the training, do you want to go back to the actual training for car detailing itself? Because, what was the training like with Izzy? Because obviously, did you go to his factory there to do the training for a couple of days? Or
yeah, we went out to Epping on the Saturday and Sunday.
Sunday and the Monday, I think it was. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. So we had the couple of days out there with Nathan, who is another one of the car detailers from the.
So one sec here, sorry, I've got Jim with me. I'm gonna put Jim on for a second just to say congratulations. Give me one sec. So I'm just gonna grab him.
Yeah, g'day.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Oh yeah, can you see me?
No, we can't.
We haven't got a camera on.
Oh, you haven't got a camera, so you. Oh no, well, I can see you.
You can see us, but we can't see you, Jim.
All right. Well, that's probably an advantage not being able to see me. But anyway, look at 41 five-star ratings. Fantastic work. That's so good. You go to stars.
I think Fiona and I will share, you know, with both you and Joel that I can remember reading something in one of the books or one of your books, Jim, where in your early days you were doing something for a customer. I'm not too sure whether it was a customer. You might have been in your younger day, and the fella said to you along the lines of, I think you might have dropped something, or you were taking some leaves, or you were tidying up an area, and he said to you, if you're not going to do it properly, don't worry about doing it. I'll do it myself. So
yeah, that's right. That was when I was about 8 years old. I used to do work for the neighbour.
That was it.
That was it.
No, I thought you might have been a bit older than that, but anyway.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't part of my professional business. It was just as a kid doing work for 2 shillings every week, raking his driveways and stuff. Yeah, that's Mr. Tapley. It's in the book.
Yeah, and that's it. So, along with Fiona's, you know, we've adopted this philosophy that when we take on a customer's car and we're going to provide a level of car detailing. The last thing I would ever want is for the customer to say, they did a fairly good job, but when they left, I had to wipe down the dash, or I had to wipe down the gear lever, or they didn't clean the steering wheel. So as we were talking to Joel earlier, that's the one thing that we really pride ourselves on, is that Fiona and I critique each other's work before we actually go and knock on the door and ask the customer to come out, and we walk through with them what we've done on their motor car.
Yeah, it's good practice. How's Ismet and Helen? They look after you well.
Yeah, Helen's been really, really good. Izmet's always been there if we've, you know, if we've needed him and we've sent him a message or we've had a question or anything like that. So, and we get a follow-up weekly phone call from...
Yeah,
I know his name's a little bit awkward, but yeah, so the support's been really, really good right from day one when we went out to the facility at Moorabake. It's been fantastic.
Oh, that's great. It's good to see you, even if you can't see me. Anyway, I'll pass you back to.
Thanks for that, Jim.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, no worries. I just had to do it while Jim was here because I remember he forwarded through the email and he's like, do an interview with these guys. And I remember you guys will do one. So we jump you on there as well. We didn't plan on doing that. But for people listening, yes, that was Jim jumping on to say g'day. But yeah, he's great.
Too good, Joel.
No worries. But I was going to say, yeah, so car detailing as well, you're making the paperwork guarantee more than that, which is fantastic as well. Like, what's your plan? Like, is there something where you're just trying to now get more efficient, more customers? So I think customers is not a problem for you. So how are you going to try and improve your business, or what are you hoping to do?
Yeah, we've certainly got some plans. We've done a couple of jobs where when the weather sort of turned on us, we've done a pick up and drop off. So we've gone to the customer's home, picked their car up, and brought it back to our place where we've got a nice workshop area. Yeah. So we plan on building that out and providing really, really first class service to our customers. So what we've spoken about. So Fiona and I will finish a job and we'll leave the customers home and we'll drive away from that where we've just worked and we'll stop, you know, 5Ks or 10Ks or whatever it might be down the road, and we'll talk about the job that we've just done and how we can improve what we're doing. Now, where we're at the moment, everybody down here, Joel, has got pets. They
yep.
absolutely love their pets and we love them loving their pets because it's
a hair everywhere.
It's providing cars that need detailing. But in saying that, it's either dog hair, cat hair.
Or hay.
Animal hair.
Yep.
Or hay.
Yep.
Yeah. So we had a lady just recently that was out feeding the horses and she put bales of hay in the back of the Highlander.
Yes.
So we're working at looking at different levels of equipment that might be a little bit more stronger in its ability to be able to suck up. You know,
yeah.
Suck up out of the carpets and hay. So we had brought some little bits and pieces. So we've sort of given ourselves 3 months to work through so that we've got a really efficient process. We're never going to put a timeline on any of our jobs because we won't compromise quality. But the bigger picture for us is that we, you know, our goal, and I guess everybody in life's got dreams, but we want to build ourselves a detailing facility here where we can do a drop-off pickup and yep. potentially look at providing the customer with a loan car if the circumstances need. So we're really lucky with our setting. We've got a few acres here. We've always had a plan on building a couple of workshops or a workplace area here where we live because obviously, you know, at some stage I'd contemplated sort of retiring from the corporate world and was just going to poke around and... you know, do some handyman sort of stuff. But yeah, we really want to build out our detailing business and promote the gym's brand.
A little bit extra.
Yeah.
We
went back to where we had the van wrapped. We made a sandwich board. So we paid and had it wrapped with, you know, the gym's details on it, you know, with the logo down in the bottom of "We Come to You". So if we've got the van up somebody's driveway, so that we don't miss passing transport or pedestrians, we put a sandwich board out on the nature strip.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
That's great. And that sounds like a great idea because I don't know if I've heard anyone car detailing that might do it, not to my knowledge, have a facility where facility labor, you're branded as Jim's Car Detailing, where someone goes and picks someone up and drops us a great service that's like top-notch.
Yeah.
Top-notch service, which I don't think many people would offer that I've heard of.
Yeah, we're thinking that, you know, for the people that are going, you know, they might leave the local area here and they're going into Melbourne to work, you know,
yep.
because a lot of people are now going back to the office to work and they really want to get their car done during the week. But, oh, look, I'm on a 6 o'clock train into Melbourne and you know, those sorts of things.
Yep.
We're sort of trying to build out something that will cater for that customer as we go into 2024 and beyond.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great option. Very unique, and I haven't, you know, in Melbourne, like I've seen, obviously there are, I have seen detailers who have like their own sheds and stuff, but which would require a lot of money. But I haven't heard the drop off, pick up sort of thing or anything like that. I think that'd be really great.
Yeah,
point of difference in the market for you guys. It'd be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So, you know, the coffee morning that we had on Saturday morning down at Traralgon, you know, that was a success. So we'll go back tomorrow and do a revisit with the coffee shop owner. So we'll be down there at 7:30 tomorrow morning. We've got our first customer at 8. So we'll do a little bit of a debrief with an opportunity of doing something similar leading into Easter next year. So
you talk about that coffee run thing real quickly, just for people who don't know what you did. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so what we did, we went down to, we'd been going to the one coffee shop for a fair while, and we spoke to the owner and we said that we'd like to put $100 over the counter and put some money back into the community and buy a few coffees on a Saturday morning. So we put the $100 over the counter. We started at 9 o'clock, and that was the busy. So Fiona and I went down on some Saturdays so that we could sort of get a gauge of when the busy time was, and we knew that it was about 9:15 onwards. Yeah, so we put $100 over the counter at our local coffee shop, and when the girls were serving, that they'd take the order, and the customer ordering the coffee would go to pay, and they'd be told, oh, the coffee's courtesy of the guys from Jim's Car Detailing. So Craig's outside if you want to go and introduce yourself. So I was outside, and they'd come out, and they were coming up to me and saying, oh, look, you know, it's so good that business is putting some money back, or, you know, provide.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, you know, like just absolutely awesome. So, and we've just started to take some bookings. I think we've got two or three now that we need to ring. And one guy made contact with Fiona and said, oh, yeah, I wasn't down at the coffee shop, but the guy that was down there picked up a card off Craig and was telling us about the service that's offered. And can I get a price on this? And, so word of mouth.
It's such a good thing. Yeah. And like, there's a law of like, what's it called? Law of, I can't say the word, but it starts with reciprocal. I can't say the word, but it's like, if you give someone something, they're so much more inclined to give you something back. Right. So token of free coffee, they're going to be way more receptive to, you know, to you than if there was nothing and you're out of the blue. Right. So people feel compelled because you've given them something to give you something back, and they've, whether it be handing your card on or whether it's coming to use you for a service. I think it's such a no-brainer. It's a really great, really great local area marketing tactic. Like, we obviously talk about digital stuff, digital this, but it's that sort of stuff, especially in a regional area, goes a long way, and you can build your reputation very quickly, as you have done.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's been, look, you know, if you work hard, you make your own luck, I guess. You know, I'm not going to say that we've been lucky because we're working hard. You know, we're always ready to go out the door somewhere between 7 and 7:15, which means that we're getting out of bed at 6 o'clock. And
yeah,
I post this meeting with you today, Joel. We'll go out and we'll go back right out of the van from one end to the other to make sure that, you know, all the stock levels are right. You know, we're not missing anything. The last thing you want to do is get to a job to do a cut and polish and you put the polish machine at home. So, we really do, you know, our preparation is pretty thorough, but we certainly, you know, we're working at wanting to be better at what we do.
I know you guys do a fantastic job, and I'm going to give you the Silver Accor membership. So that's basically a 2 free nights at any Accor hotel in the world, and you get a bunch of discounts of dining as well. The dining discount's really good. It's 50% off for up to 2 people at any Accor hotel. So hopefully there's something around any Accor hotel partner restaurant as well. You'll get that email in probably 5 or 6 days. And when you get that, just create an online account and you get a free card and away you go. That's our reward from you. And I'm really glad to hear how well you do. I do remember it for you guys from training, and you had a lot of questions, which is fantastic as well. But I was a bit worried, you know, I wanted this to be a success for you. And it's great to hear how much of a success you've already made of it within a month and a bit. So I'm really, really happy to hear how well you're doing. And you've done a great job building your business with all the local area marketing. You've done all the Facebook stuff. You've implemented a lot of the stuff at training. You've implemented in your business. So it's fantastic to see you getting out there and having a go. And anything you want to sort of sign off with before we end up today and let you get out to your vehicle to check your stock levels?
No, other than just, you know, like I said and touched on earlier, and I'll give Fiona the last right of reply, but just to the first group of people that we met when we come into Muralbark, and then that 3 days of training out there and you know, meeting yourself, Joel, and you know, a lot of other people from around the place, and the speakers that came in that took time out of their busy schedules to welcome us and, you know, give us some hints and tips. Yeah, really, really appreciative of all of the help and support and the kind words. Nathan, that run the training out of Epping at Izzy's shop. And yeah, no, just it's been fantastic. Like I say, we're up fairly early in the morning. I'm sure Fiona's looking for us and a bit of a sleepy in over Christmas. But yeah, no, it's been fantastic. And your help has been very much appreciated as well, Joel. So thank
you. No, you guys are doing everything yourself. Don't worry about us. We can tell people as much as what we can, but you've got to implement it. And you're implementing it with action. And that's the most important thing.
Thank you.
What about you, Fiona?
I think probably the biggest thing that eases my mind is that Jim's so open, transparent, and willing to answer any questions if we have one. Just puts your mind at ease that he's a businessman, but he does care about all of us. And that makes you sit there and think to yourself, well, if he cares about us, then we care about him. And it's just, it just plateaus all the way through your business. You care about your customers,
that
outcomes that you're producing, and yeah. It's
100%. Yeah, no, that's great. You know, that's Jim's email signature. Franchisees our number one priority, and that's not lip service. It's true. Franchisees come
100%.
Franchisees come first, even before national staff. I can tell you that franchisees are number one in Jim's mind. So as you would know, he's very responsive on email or phone calls and stuff. There's no corporate, not one corporate bone in him where you have to go via a gatekeeper or nothing like that. If you want to call him or email him, he'll respond to you straight away.
Yeah.
Just in closing. We were approached at Bunnings one day. A guy, he was with his son, and he came up and he said to us, "There can't be two Jims, so one of yous have to be Jane." So I don't know whether he wanted me to be Jane, but
yeah. Who knows in 2023? Who knows?
Jim and Jane, yeah.
Jim and Jane.
Hear me say to Craig, "There you go, and Jim," and he'll say, "Here you go, and Jane."
Yeah, it's quite common for franchisees to be called Jim, and it's even worse if you have a beard. If you have a beard, you're going to get it double as bad. So if you ever grow a beard out, you'll be called Jim flat out everywhere. But I'm very glad to hear how well you're doing. We'll get you that a core voucher as well. It generally comes in 5 to 6 business days. It'd probably be a bit slow because of Christmas, so hopefully it comes.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's a great story what you guys have done. You know, as I said, it's only been a month and a bit, and you're already doing extremely well. And the main thing as well, you've taken a lot of good action in your business. A lot of people sometimes sit back and they expect all the leads to happen, and if they don't happen, they get frustrated. But you've been getting out there, you've been doing all these things, which I think is really, really important and a good lesson for a lot of franchisees. And look forward to checking back in at some stage, I reckon, maybe to check in with when you open your car detailing shop and your extension of your business. Would be really good to see, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll keep you across.
Let us know. It'd be great to see you.
Yep.
But thank you, guys. Have a great Christmas, and thank you for jumping on today. We appreciate it.
No, thanks, Joel. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the episode of the Jim's Podcast. If you want to learn more about the Jim's Group, head to jims.net or call us on 131 546 Australia or 0800 454 654 New Zealand. And if you did like the episode as well, please make sure you leave a review or a comment or a thumbs up or a comment on the video as well. We appreciate your support. And until next episode, we hope you have a great week.